Do what?
What can you make with the trimmings?
Oh, you make sausage. A lot of them do that, but that's not right. They're sausage rolling hogs. And the sausage is not good if they ain't made out of that sausage roll.
Where's the sausage roll?
Right down the side of his back, on each side, there's sausage roll. It goes all the way back down his back. It's about that big around, and it's lean, nothing but lean. It goes down each side. In other words, it's a muscle up and down each side of the back, and they call it sausage roll. And people that knows what they're doing and eats the best, that's all they eat. They don't grind that other stuff up in there. They make lard out of that other. Crackling's what I told you when they get through with it, see? They make lard out of it, but if you want it sure enough good, then there's sausage rolls down each side of his back. There are muscles right down each side of his back. And that's where you get your best sausage at. And when you're getting the best, now that's the best right there.
What about something people would make with the meat from the head of the hog?
Well, now that, a lot of them make, they call it hash and stuff like that out of it. And so they, and them jaws coming off in there, them hog jaws, they come off in the side of there, off his head, or jaws, and what that is, and then they make hash out of that.
How do they make hash?
Now, I don't know about that. My mother used to do that, and I don't know. She always, that's what she wanted to do when he was, she always wanted to render the lard and make hash out of the head.
Mm-hmm.
And so Daddy and him done the grinding of the sausage and mixing it up, you see, and stuff like that, and putting the hams away and the shoulders and the middlings and stuff like that. But she taking care of the head and she made hash out of it and the lard. She liked to make that lard. She liked to cook the lard out, and she was good at it. And she'd cook that lard out and it'd be just as white and pretty, boy. Just white as snow it looked like. She was good at it, and that's what she liked to do.
Did you ever hear of making things out of the liver?
Liver.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing we never used. We threw that away. We didn't use liver.
Did you ever hear of scrapple or cripple or pawn hogs?
No, we never had nothing to do with that. That's just a piece of it we didn't use.
What about the hog's blood? Did you ever hear of anything made out of that?
What?
The blood.
Blood?
Uh-huh.
No, sir. We had nothing to do with that. It run out there on the ground and we buried it then after. He never would leave it. He wouldn't let you leave it out.
Uh-huh.
He'd make you bury that blood where when he, you know, you stabbed him.
Uh-huh.
And he buried that blood.
Why'd he have to bury it?
Well, that was just his idea. He just didn't want that blood laying out there on that ground like that. Something about some kind of feeling he had about it. See, he didn't want to just leave it lay out there. He wanted it buried. He said that was his life, and he didn't want to just left laying out there on the ground. He wanted you to bury that blood.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had butter that was kept too long and it didn't taste right. You'd say the butter was...
I say this butter's too old and it's ruined. It's rank or something. It's not good. And that's another thing. Boy, that butter, or milk. Now, you sure enough got to be clean with that. I mean, it's got to be well cared for. Or it's very unsanitary. You got to be mighty careful about the containers. When you milk a cow or anything, you got to scald them things.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, it's dangerous, see, because the milk can... It can contaminate fast.
Mm-hmm.
And butter, it's a whole lot the same way. It's got to be kept fresh or cold or something like that, because if it gets hot a few times, then it's ruined. It's no good. It gets...
What would you call a farm that has a whole lot of milk cows and cells?
A dairy.
Mm-hmm.
A dairy.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that word dairy used to mean anything else? A place out in your yard where you could keep your milk and butter?